The erasure of indigenous history. An example of that is the sugar beet policy. If you go looking for it, you will not find it unless you go to the Department of Indian Affairs, because it's not public information. But I'm the lived experience of it. The most famous artists are called the Group of Seven. They're Canadian artists that during the opening of the West, they traveled all over my people's lands and they painted. And also another example is the throne speech on October 16th. And I'm going to show them to you on the slides I have here. Treaties are not historic. There are international documents. Not honoring treaties, even as Canadian law affirms this, they are treaties. The throne speech on October 16th, and these are exact words the Prime Minister said, they were undaunted. They dared to seize the moment that history offered. Pioneers, then few in number, reached across the vast continent and they forged an independent country where none would have existed. Totally erased indigenous people. This is the Group of Seven, their famous artwork. Again, you see no mention of indigenous people, as if the land was empty, ready for the taking. Moving forward, there are three elements to nationhood: land, language, and culture. This is how come it's important to me. Everywhere I go, I must say my language. When I went to the UN, I wanted the people from all the different nations to hear my language. So I said it. I still have my people's lands and I will keep defending them. I still have my people's culture. Honor the treaties. Honor indigenous sovereignty. Honor the self-determination of indigenous people, because my freedom and liberation from the Indian Act lies within that self-determination and the treaties. Decolonization. Anti-racist, anti-oppressive education is critical if we're going to move forward, because even my own people do not understand the situation that they're in. I had allies ask me, how can we help you? And I tell them, don't help us. Ask, how can we support you to begin the unfolding of justice? The restoring of Turtle Island, and that's what we call our lands, all of Canada, is Turtle Island. Removing this veil of innocence that Canada is a democratic nation, that Canada has equality, and Canada is multicultural. What Aylmore is doing is, what about the residential schools? We're poking at that veil of innocence and we're saying, I'm the first one to agree with you that we're equal as human beings. But I will also tell you, this is how the system perpetuates inequality for indigenous people. The indigenous peoples of Turtle Island, and it continues today. So that veil of innocence has to be removed. And that dialogue will likely be difficult. But decolonization is almost as painful as colonization. And we must have those difficult conversations. We met with Dr. David Suzuki. And he said something to us that the only thing I can say is it scared me, because it reminded me of my people's prophecies. He said, as human beings, we are passing critical markers of which there is no return when it comes to the environment, the land and the water. We don't have too much time. So if you don't believe anything that I'm saying here, it doesn't matter, set it aside. Let's move together and defend for our lands and waters, because we're surpassing those critical markers where our dialogue will not be about defending. It'll be about, where are we going to get clean water? Because Canada has the largest bodies of fresh water in the world. And right now, Texas is running out of water. They're looking towards us. They openly stated that to me. Chile is running out of water. People are having to pay for water now, even to flush their toilets. A nation is not conquered until the hearts of its women are on the ground, then it is done. No matter how great its warriors or strong its weapons. So I invite all of you ladies. We adopted you into this nation. We became a family. So when I extend my hand to you, when I shake your hand, it's because I consider you family. And what would you do for your family? I will defend for your children. Not just for my children, not just for Indigenous children. I am defending for your children as well. So on October 7th, we had a call for action to celebrate the Royal Proclamation and to question why it's not being applied. We also did it for James Anaya because he came to Canada. How can you support Idaho more? Do not be silent. That's the worst thing you can do. There's something in law called acquiescence. Look it up. Don't take my word for it. I expect fully that you will question everything that I shared with you today, and I will not be offended. I want you to go and look for this information. Acquiescence means your compliance is consent, which means if you're silent, then your silence is consent. And that's the worst thing you could do. If you don't believe me, I'm okay with that. Just don't be silent. Write letters to your MLAs, your MPs. Vote. There's a criticism coming against the young people for not voting. Hear out your leadership. It's not enough that you go and vote. Hear out your leadership. Because it's not going to do us any good for Stephen Harper to be replaced with another with the same mentality of extracting resources that will devastate, to continue devastating our lands and our waters. Alternative energy. We have the technology. We can do it. I've been told from scientists that we can do it. We have the resources. We have technology to do it. Join Idaho rallies or other events. I tell people, call your movement Chicken Little. I don't care, as long as it makes me land and water, I will go stand by you. I will support you. Even if it means I have to put my body on the ground to protect our lands and our waters, I will do it, because sometimes as grassroots people, that is all we have. Be prayerful and peaceful. Violence never moved anyone. Hope is responsible for making change. Movements like Idaho North have changed governments. I've toppled corporations, because it's the power of the people that's behind it. That's our website. We defend for all. We're obligated to. It's one of our laws as Indigenous people.
Thank you so much. You've given us a lot to consider. When people think about contemplative space, Carmel spoke of earlier, one often thinks it's in zoning out and kind of bliss. But contemplation often requires courage because it asks us to sit with difficult stories or difficult feelings or things in our history that are, when we consider the spirit of the land, we haven't always had harmonious relationships and respectful ones. So in this next part where we consider what information we've been offered and questioned as we were asked to do so. We question and examine the challenging parts equally as the inspirational parts. And this requires a courage to sit in brokenness, courage to sit in suffering, courage to sit in a history we'd rather not have. But this is our history, and it's something we've given. And within brokenness, there is a gift and opportunity. And the spirit of contemplation is that there's a confidence that as we sit with the difficulty, a deeper part of the human spirit can come forth. Because the answers we seek aren't in the information we know now. If we knew it, we would act upon it. So, in a sense, we're trying to discover something new. Why is it that we've created history? Why is it that we stand with a beautiful land and yet this relationship?
We recognize the courage that it has taken for all to gather tonight, and the struggle that it has been for many to be here. We have heard Sylvia's words as individuals and as a community, and they remind us of our bonds and thus our responsibilities. So let us reflect upon the moment of meaning and or the moment of challenge, difficulty, when we experienced Sylvia's words this evening. And for this next time, we invite you to share that moment with your table. And from this dialogue, we invite you to lift up a question or a comment for Sylvia, at which point we will continue our dialogue in this way with her, and to conclude our dialogue for the evening in this way. So we invite you to share that moment of meaning, that moment of struggle. Thank you.